O woman, great is thy faith, be it done to thee as thou wilt. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Gospel, where Jesus, by his mere words, heals the daughter of a woman who humbly begs and asks from him help, it is a great lesson of how powerful the might of power, might of prayer is, and how, when well said, the prayer is the great weapon which is directed against the evils of the world. This woman of the Gospel, she did not feel depression or give way to discouragement, although for a short time our Lord would not listen her. Our Lord's sole response to the intercession of his apostles was to say that he was sent only to the Israelites, and his reply to this woman herself sounded very much like an absolute refusal of help. But the great example of this woman who persevered in prayer shows us that we must never grow tired or weary to say prayers, even though it might seem that for a time God will not hear us. Because God certainly hears us. He hears our prayers and our pleas, and eventually also answers them, as he did today to this woman. And the power of the private prayer of a Christian is so great that the devils themselves often are terrified of this might. There was a good story about how a devil himself once masqueraded himself as a servant and went into servitude of a great military man. And this way disguised, devil served him for years. And when he was finally discovered, the devil demanded a silver coin for his wages. The military man, who was afraid, of course, of the devil, agreed to pay this coin, but devil gave that back to him and said that this coin should be used as a wages for the bell to be hung in a tower of a certain country church. And devil wanted that this bell would be there to call the people to mass and to divine office on Sundays and festivals. Military man was, of course, astonished. How would the devil, the perpetual enemy of God, want a church bell to be put in the village church tower? And the answer to that was that because before the bell was put up in that village, the villagers, fearful of losing mass, used to go beforehand to church and spend the interval time of waiting in prayer. And the devil so much hated these private prayers of Christians that he wanted to put that stop. So after the bell was hung in its place, the villagers came only when they heard the signal of the church bell. In this way we see that although devil is the father of pride, he was perfectly willing to spend many years in humble service of a mere man just for the purpose of putting a stop to few additional prayers which humbly peasants were accustomed to recite in the church before Mass. And children, if devil's endeavors to hinder the faithful from prayer is so great, it is a sign to you that he clearly sees how might is the power of prayer and how necessary your prayers are for your own eternal salvation. And also, if you should neglect your prayer, how it does much harm to your spiritual life. The trust which this woman of the gospel today put in prayer showed the great faith which she had, where she conquered so many obstacles on her way, but she never lost confidence that if I try long enough, this man, our Lord, the good Jesus, he will answer me. And great too was the humility of this humble petitioner, for although he was treated by the Jews like an unclean animal, she not only did not show resentment, but acknowledging herself to be a lowly creature, she asked, because of this very account, to be favoredly heard by the Redeemer. She knew that she herself was nothing in front of God, but because of that reason, she knew that he, the good God, would eventually answer her. So great was her perseverance, going against the apostles, even, who wanted to stay her, put her away, not to disturb our Lord, but she never ceased from praying. Let us then, during this Lent and for the whole course of our lives, copy the humility and perseverance and faith of this woman of the gospel when we pray to God. And if in order to try our constancy, to try us whether we truly stay faithful to prayer, Christ seems to turn a deaf ear to us sometimes, as to this poor woman, let us lift our voices even louder and pray the more earnestly. We should pray him even with more fervor, because by faith and the virtue of faith, we have the fullest certainty and assurance that although God may delay granting us what we ask sometimes, but he can never refuse our ask and pleads altogether. Staying fervent in trust to God and staying fervent and constant in prayer is a true mark of humility of a Christian who in every days of his life and in every actions he makes should be the imitator in the humility and the powerful prayer of our Lord. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.